Steve, thanks. It's Phil Leff and Hannah Stanley sitting in for the vacationing Wendy Snyder. Wendy will be back with us on Monday. If you're a fan of Weekend Workbench, and why wouldn't you be, we have some great news for you. Great news part number one. The hosts of that show, Ryan Salzwedel and Sean Bueno, are sitting with us here in the studio. I'll let you tell everybody the other good news, guys.
The good news right off the bat is that...
Hold on. We'll put your microphones on. It'll make the good news even better.
Yeah, that would help. I was like, I'm not hearing myself.
No,
yeah.
It was a dramatic pause.
First of all, we appreciate you having us in since it's such a slow news day here
in Chicago.
Yeah, there's
nothing going on here in town. So fill some time.
We didn't think about that when we booked it. But the news is we are prepping for a season 4 of Weekend Workbench on WGN. So that's breaking news. We saved it for, the Bill Leff and Wendy.
That's fantastic.
Wendy show. Yes.
We appreciate it, and congratulations. That's really big.
Thank you so much. Keeps me out of the breadline one more year, the good graces of the wife.
Now, Shelley Long will no longer be playing the role of Diane on the show, though, right?
No,
she's leaving the show.
No, and unfortunately, Coach passed away,
So
we had to replace him. But we got
a really good-looking
blonde kid coming in, Woody.
We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. What will happen? Now, 3 seasons in, every time I see the show, it's enjoyable. Are there changes in store for season 4?
We're actually... So last year we adopted the theme. We've grouped the shows into different themes, and we'll do technology 1 week, and we'll do plumbing the next week.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the same thing again this year because the people, the fans that watch the show, you really responded well on Facebook, and that's where we get most of our ideas because it is a DIY show. It really is do-it-yourself, and we want to know what kind of projects people are doing, and they reach out to us, and that's kind of how we mold the show, and that's what we're doing right now. So if you guys or anybody listening out there that watches our show has some great ideas for DIY projects that they want to see in this upcoming season, we're starting to form that right now.
Has online, obviously you guys are getting ideas from Facebook, but Pinterest has gone crazy in the past 2 years. People are going, I want that. I want it to look like that. Is that affecting what you guys are doing and getting ideas from?
In fact, we're going to have a segment on every week that's going to be the creative side of DIY. So, we don't really get into the craftiness and whatnot, but we definitely, people like to, create a space in a home and personalize their home, and a lot of those projects are going to be DIY, whether it's in the kitchen or bathroom or dining room or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so there definitely is a creative aspect to it. And so about one segment per week this year is going to be mostly creative stuff that you would kind of see on Pinterest, and we're going to bring it to our show and continue that.
Yes, and then we'll have the all steady mold episode like we did. Maybe we'll have a mold sequel this year.
Will there be a mold sequel?
There will be a mold sequel. The revenge of mold, or
that was one of our most talked about shows last year.
Yes.
And that's what I really like about the show, because even though they call me an expert on the show, as we're doing the show and learning about these new products, I learn more about what to do
is
around the house.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so our
I'm pretty much
episode,
carrying the show now, Bill.
That's going to happen eventually.
After 3 seasons, I'm carrying it all now. I am the expert.
Well, for people who don't know, and this is really interesting the way they set this up, Sean, you seem to be the one with the expertise in most areas. Ryan, you seem to be the one, like the viewer, learning as we go along, but sometimes it is the opposite.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. We did a segment without Sean last year. We brought in Amy Guth, who does, she had some ideas, some real cool creative ideas, and it got to the point now where season 3, it was like, no, Ryan, you're okay with this saw, or, like a Sawzall or something like that. They're like, you're okay with this saw. So now I am more comfortable. I mean, come on. If I haven't learned anything after 3 seasons, I have no business working with power tools or anything sharp and stuff like that. But the good news is Sean always keeps me on my toes, and every year he comes in with new and improved projects that I've never seen before. So I'm actually looking forward to seeing and kind of petrified to what he's going to bring me for season 4.
All right. My only request is barn doors, because that seems to be the big thing, is installing and putting in a barn door instead of your own thing. So I'm putting that in your Facebook
page
right now.
The whole urban, rustic, barn chic thing. You get the Crate and Barrel catalog, and that's like a whole section of the catalog is dedicated to that. So we have worked in the past with a lot of reclaimed projects and products, and we absolutely love that. So we're going to put that
barn
on the
door.
Idea list.
I'm writing
for this
it on
year.
Your Facebook right now.
And that is something that the producers and the team is going to look into. And the reclaimed stuff just seems to get you know, hotter and hotter every year. So I'm sure we're going to be doing some of that stuff.
Have barn doors replaced French doors? Because there was a time where anytime anybody saw a house or apartment, they'd go, this would be nice. We just put some French doors in here and it'll look like a new place.
Yes and no. I mean, you know, the barn door is definitely a great thing to do on the interior side. You're not going to be able to typically use it as like an entry door per se. But it's definitely very popular right now. It's what people want. So.
All right. And is that now, I'm always afraid I'll do something drastic, like put one in, and as soon as it's installed, somebody will go, well, that was last year's news. That's not, you can't have a barn door anymore.
You know what, you'll wake up to a herd of animals in your living room going, wait, so this is why they're here. Okay.
Honey, there's a new in the kitchen. How did that happen?
And the thing is, when you are taking on these projects, you really can't think too far ahead because, you know, I used to do that in my house. My wife and I would be talking about a different project we were about to do, and we were like, well, that's going to look really dated in a couple of years, but who cares? Go for it. You know, do what you do now, how you want it, live with it. And if it does become dated, which it will at some point, you go ahead and change it up again. So whatever project you're working on is not going to be the, you know, your house is going to grow and you're going to do different projects and you're going to change things over time. So don't go into this thinking, oh, this is the last project we're ever going to do and it's got to look good and it's got to look up to date for 20 years because guess what? Nothing will.
Yeah.
Eventually that shag green carpet will come back. So just hold tight.
No.
You know, green. I told the story about 6 or 8 months ago how when I was growing up, we had a wall in our living room that was red shag carpet. The whole wall was red shag carpeted.
Oh,
and I thought we were the only ones who had that, but we had tons of texts from people who go, no, my parents did it in 1973. You had to.
Yeah, we had a van like that with the carpeting. And,
really soaked up the cigarette smoke from everybody sitting around with their Marlboros.
Sure.
We are getting a ton of texts that are volunteering their homes for you guys to come.
Oh.
Do you do this on sets or do you go to homes?
It depends if Ryan's doing the project or not. If he's doing the project that week, we're going to keep it on a controlled environment in a studio.
Yeah, we've done projects at Sean's house. So we did curb appeal projects. We did a water irrigation system in season 2 outside of Sean's house, and then you know, we did some gutter projects too.
I'm Dolly McCarthy.
Hey Dolly, thanks for calling in.
Dolly's a fan and just wants to say you can use her home anytime you
absolutely
want.
Absolutely, Dolly will be there.
Season 4, Episode 1. When I was a kid, guys, there weren't any shows like this, and then all of a sudden there was This Old House, and then there were 1,000 more after that. How did This Old House become such an influential thing in television?
Well, I don't want to date you, so I don't know when you were a kid there, Bill. But
1951.
I was going to say, when you were a kid, Charles Ingalls built a whole log cabin.
Right.
So, I mean,
that's right.
It's not, I mean, the DIY thing's been around for years. But
it keeps getting more and more and more popular, doesn't
it? Well, it's because we became such a throwaway culture for a while. And I think people like... now we're looking at things, you know, the economy took a downturn in 2008 and people are looking at things going, and then the satisfaction of doing things yourself, you know, saving a couple bucks and doing things yourself. I think that's the real kick right now and being creative with it. You can do anything, you know, so, and there's so much knowledge and videos and shows out there now that there's no excuse not to at least try to do something on your own.
And typically, you know, back in the day, repairing your home or maintaining your home was a necessity. Nowadays, the DIY movement is really a hobby. So when people are passionate about their hobby, they're going to spend more time on it, spend more money, be more creative. And that's really what we have. So all this media that goes along with the DIY revolution or theme or whatever you would like to call it, it's just feeding that hunger that people have and enjoyment because it's their passion and it's their hobby.
Well, and to piggyback on what you guys are saying, I can go in to, let's say, a Pinterest or one of these, you know, HGTV or the TV shows and see a space that's similar to mine and they do it 3 or 4 different ways. And I go, okay, that's the one I like. So to DIY it, I'm really just copying what they've already done and I've seen is proven that works.
And that's okay. And you're, you know, I listen to you on the cooking program, the HD, you know, Flavor HD and whatnot. So it's the same thing as your cooking videos and your cookbooks and whatnot. So everybody's going to give their own little twist to it at the end of the day because not everybody's house is the same. Mm-hmm. But it's just like making a soup or a stew or whatever. So the whole point of the DIY project, I mean, there is that maintenance side with, you know, leaky faucet has to be fixed. But in reality, all that fun stuff like painting walls and doing some carpentry or building planter boxes or whatever it may be, that's fun and that's more of the hobby end of things. And you know what? If it doesn't come out right the first time, that's okay. You know, you learn from it and you move on. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of this stuff is not that hard if you're into it. So it's, you know, people used to be intimidated by projects. And now people are realizing, hey, you know, it's not that difficult, especially if I practice a little bit and it's giving people, you know, the encouragement and you know, confidence to go out and have fun with it.
It's not brain surgery, although I did try the DIY brain surgery and it did not go
that
well.
That is actually going to
go to a professional.
That's going to be my new show, which is really? Crazy that you brought that up.
Yes, we'll talk about
one.
That. Yes. We will definitely talk about that. Ryan Salzwedel and Sean Bueno are here from Weekend Workbench, which can be seen at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings right on WGN-TV. We'll take a quick break. If you have some questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff and Hannah Stanley in for Wendy Snyder on WGN. Ryan Salzwedel and Sean Bueno are here. Many have called them the Starsky and Hutch of DIY projects. And by many, I mean just me.
Mostly because they slide across the hood of the car.
That's yes. right. It gets confusing sometimes. Sundays at 11 on WGN-TV is your best place to see this. When does season 4 start?
Sometime in the spring. I don't know if they have an exact date. We're gonna start up production here now in December, right after the Thanksgiving holiday. So we'll start up production, get as many usually we start up about April, things like that. But like I said, the shows are still airing right now, and then you can also catch them throughout the week. Just check your local listings on CLTV as well, the sister station of WGN.
Sure. So when you're waiting in line to pay parking tickets downtown, right? Or at City Hall, or at the health club, that's usually a great place to watch CLTV.
Yes,
you'll see Ryan and I in the background.
Important tips. Yeah. Important tips.
You told me something, Sean, that surprised me a little bit in terms of who tends to be the DIY person in a family. I just assumed for some weird reason it's more times than not going to be guys, but that's not the case.
There's a lot of studies and different reports out there that, you know, it's mostly the women in the household that are really into the DIY projects. And the numbers that I've heard is about 60%. So, there's definitely guys that are into DIY projects, of course, but there's a lot more women than normally you would think of that are into taking care of the home and making the home nice and doing all those sorts of projects with power tools and stuff.
It's creative. And it's empowering when you finish a space and you're like, I just totally optimized what's going on in there.
Right.
Yeah. And, right. and it's nice. It's nice that your kids see that women are capable of doing this. I love doing DIY.
I told you when I first started this show, I was all excited because I was in the mood for, you know, just some DIY stuff. So I went out and I bought a jigsaw because I had to cut. We were doing these flower boxes at home. I go out and buy this jigsaw. I come home like I'm Mr. Macho Man, you know, to the wife. I'm like, yeah, I bought this jigsaw. She looks at me. She's like, oh, yeah, we got one. You know, I have one in the cupboard. Yeah, over there. So she was like, mine's bigger, you know. So that's just totally it. It's such an equal, just a DIY thing. Anybody who's creative can do it.
Yeah.
312 Texan. I do most of our DIY because I can't wait for my husband to get around to it.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. So we like anybody that takes charge and gets in there. Even I've been guilty of my wife, you know, asking me to help out with a project or whatnot. And my wife is same thing. She does a ton of stuff around our house, and she's really into it, and she's really great at it, too.
Yeah. Let's talk in terms of resale value to a home. What's the one thing that somebody could do that will automatically make the house worth more money?
Barn doors. Lots of barn doors.
We actually did an episode on this staging for a simple thing you can do. There's certain colors you can change and paint and things like that. Not a huge thing, but like that as far as staging your house for sale and things like that. So we actually have an episode from season 3 where I worked with this lovely woman, and she just told me certain tones and certain things like that to, hey, you ready to sell your house? These are some projects that you can do to help get it up, get it on the market, get it out there and get it quick.
I would assume you want to go with a very neutral color scheme.
Grayish. I learned that
grayish
was a color.
Awesome.
Because I was like, is that real?
She's the potential buyer will then put it in their head, oh, if I had this house, I'd paint it and then whatever color you want, but you want to keep it more neutral, don't you?
Yeah, and Sean, Sean would be a good expert on this because I always wonder that. I'm like, are people, when they're looking to buy, are they looking for projects so that way they can make it their own? Or are they looking for a finished, you know, home to move into? And Sean's a good guy like that because his company, they do a lot of remodeling and things like that. So he probably knows that better than me.
Part of what we do for our clients and customers is get homes ready for the marketplace. And the conversations that we have with the realtors, it's fresh paint all around, make the bathrooms and the kitchens look clean and up to date, like they've been maintained, no chipping, grout, caulk and whatnot, you know, different things like that. But as far as like DIY projects, like increasing the value of your home, once again, it's kind of dangerous to look at it that way where it's like, you know, I'm going to do this project over the weekend. I hope these bookshelves add to the value of my home, because it's probably not going to add that much in the overall scheme. It's just going to make your home more personalized for you.
Yep.
So, in fact, when you go to sell it, the realtor might tell you to take the bookshelves down, possibly.
Really?
Well, it, you know, it's just, you know, once again, look at it as like a hobby.
Honey, and we're staying.
That's it.
You know, a lot of the DIY projects, you know, it's a hobby thing, and it's personalized for you. Yep. I mean, if somebody was going to go out and remodel a house to sell it or to increase the value, you're going to go to like a large kitchen or bath project most of the time, or something like that. And that could be a DIY, but that might be a little bit above a regular DIY project for some homeowners out there.
Of course. Guys, congrats on season 4.
Thank you
I predicted this the first minute of the first show. I said this will go 4 seasons.
You
easy.
You were like that host.
There's no way this can miss.
He's going places.
Yeah. Ryan Salzwedel and Sean Bueno are the hosts of Weekend Workbench. You can watch it at 11 a.m. on Sundays on WGN TV. Guys, thanks for coming on a very slow news day. We appreciate
it. Everybody in Chicago, be safe out there, man.
Thanks, guys.
City.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
A quick break, and then Steve with the news, and then we will talk about Anita Alvarez's press conference with Ryan Burrow of our news department. That's coming up next. It's Bill Leff and Hannah Stanley in for Wendy Snyder on WGN.